Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser
Classique.
Doom, 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 doom.
Vroom, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willem, and we are back in the saddle.
Ready to ride.
So classique.
Now, the rules for classique are if you are a season that is either a single digit or is older than 1 year old, then
you are
eligible to be on Race Chaser Classique.
I mean, I bet some of the girls who are on Drag Race now weren't even doing drag when this aired originally.
Isn't that bonkers?
January 24th of 2011.
2011. So that was 8 years ago. It's so mind-boggling.
Crazy. That was like a quarter of my life ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
We are... It's really exciting to jump into season three. I think it's one of the finest seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's the first season I started watching.
Really?
Yeah, because I heard that Raja won. And I was like, oh, I know, Raja, I want to watch that.
Because
she used to come to Mickey's every Sunday night when I was working, and I'd be the one that paid her out at the end of the night.
Wow. And she was on Top Model, famously, as... the makeup artist.
She was everywhere.
Soutane.
She was LA. She was the LA girl everybody wanted to be.
I know.
Her and Terra Nova. And then Terra Nova ran off and joined a Linen and LaRouche cult.
What?
He's some felonistic businessman that tried to run for president, and he had like his commune in like the San Fernando Valley.
And what's it called? Rouching?
His name's Linden LaRouche.
Oh.
I don't know. But all I know is Terra Nova took all these feather fans, these good ostrich ones that her and Raja made together, because they would make like outfits together and then they would wear them.
Yeah.
And she sold them all. And then Raja told me at one point she saw some queen with like this yellow feather something. She's like, that's mine.
Oh. Oh my God. Yeah. The deep.
We should ask her about that.
Rolling in the deep.
We're just rolling in it.
This is kind of unusual and unorthodox because... Episode one of season three is not like the first episode. It's not episode one. It's the casting special.
Oh, this whole season was produced by the Crybabies because it's 16 episodes. It includes a casting extravaganza, a reunion, and...
Yes, we need these things.
A clip show.
We need these. Well, we don't need a clip show.
I don't need a clip in.
You need a clip in.
Yeah.
Honey, you're in a... Honey 28? Are you a 28?
The wigotry on this season is... You can look at it and just tell what year it was.
Yes,
just the
definitely.
Makeup, the wig, the cranberry lip with the frosty pink liner.
Was everywhere.
A whiff of color spray at all times, just on the hairline.
That white, clown white on the lips was like just normal. That was like...
With oyster gloss over it. A good Courtney act.
Oyster.
Yeah, 100.
Cranberry or raisin liner.
A raisin or a quartz by Spice.
Ooh.
Quartz was such a good color. They canceled it. I still miss quartz.
Underdrawn raisin lip is what we used to call.
Oh, bitch, you ever...
My lips are just too full. Like, I don't like that look, so I underdraw them.
I usually do a rum raisin liner. A rum raisin girl. And then, like, a nude, like, a taupey
clown. Clown white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I do usually the rum raisin, but then sometimes I switch it up with the cork.
Cork. Oh, yeah. Tuscan raisin, if I want to be crazy.
Under the Tuscan raisin sun.
It's great. I recommend going back and watching this episode with us.
You see so many things in it. I mean,
you really do.
From the dolls that you're like, what? Katya was on it.
All over this casting special.
It seemed like they really liked her. And her tape was good. It was well lit, well framed. I saw it. How many did we count? 4 or 5 people I fucked.
Girl, it's riddled with people that you have inseminated.
Wow.
Disseminated all over.
Dissected.
You dissected disgust and you've just dissected disgusted.
not a large
and inseminated.
Yeah. Not a large number of people, but a fairly diseased portion.
For our Halloween episode, can we change it so it's like the we've dissected, disgusted, and inseminated?
We'll be on season 4 by Halloween.
We're gift-givers.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, so many gifts. Rue starts the show by saying, greetings, race fans.
Race fans?
Yeah, which I don't know if she knows. Is she talking to us in the future?
Race chaser pods.
Yeah, that's what she meant.
Greetings, race chaser pods.
Yeah. There's a lot of alliteration with all the G's. Get ready to gag on the gaggle of glamour girls I've gathered for this go-round.
Hey, it's good writing. I like it. I like that writing.
I'm glad they gave the chimp the letter of the day, G, in the basement to bang out that copy.
I'm never gonna escape that flippant comment I made.
Well.
Well.
The thousands
what you wanna do. Yes, we get to see thousands of queens who applied, and a lot of the audition tapes look exactly alike.
Mm-hmm. Some, lots of hotel hallways.
Girl, and the shower curtain with the dots, the like multicolored dots.
Always a fave.
I did a fucking shot. I'm all over this casting special.
You are. It looks like you were a contender because your tape was really good.
I made it to like the next step or whatever. I think I might have done a psych evaluation for this season. Like, wow. It was
serious.
I was a hopeful, but I'm glad that I wasn't because I don't know.
You wouldn't have beat Raja.
It wasn't full. Well, no one could beat Raja.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't fully. I wasn't fully formed yet. Like watching all the clips of me is a little like.
Yeah, Jupiter wasn't even on the market yet.
It's a little like looking at awkward like high school pictures for me a little bit.
You saw the raw talent for sure.
There's something brewing there.
I mean, it looked like you had something raw.
Girl, there was a lot going on raw. Raw and wrong.
Oh, wow. Well, we see almost me. There's someone else that we're going to put on at Race Chaser Pod, our Instagram. She looks a lot like me.
Bad Salt Bella.
She looks like... She, 100. She looks like Derek Barry and me, definitely. Not a trace of Courtney, though.
Barry Belli. Bad Salt Barry Bella.
Barty Belli.
Barty.
It's
what?
Our producer is also wheezing and cackling at the side. We have the same face.
You have to put that on the pod immediately. Wow. I mean, it really just is you, like, if you did a bender of crystal.
I hate doing backbends when I'm messed out.
I would not want to see you on uppers. Like, I don't think I would like it.
Matches her garment.
When I saw Trixie's when I saw Trixie's documentary, I was like, you're so lucky that caught your relapse, because otherwise it would just been like, oh yeah, this girl won and here's us filming it.
Oh my god.
Meth is crazy, but it can help drag sometimes.
Well, that's certainly so. As you can see from this casting special. No, we don't condone meth here at Race Chaser. No. Don't try it, girls. It actually makes it really hard to do your job.
Makes your wig smell too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just name check a few names who pop up in this illustrious casting special.
Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Miss Kiki.
Jacqueline.
Miss G.I.?
Mm-hmm. No, that's Misty Eyes.
Well, Misty wow. Eyes is
they
in
didn't,
the...
They didn't put anything. They just said their name.
Oh, you had to figure it out by listening.
Miss G.I.? And you like thought G.I. her name was, tracked?
Like G.I. Miss Upper G.I.?
I thought that was a funny name.
Her name is Misty Eyes.
Okay. Misty Eyes.
He wrote M.S., capital G, capital I.
Katya's in there, Russian as ever, beautiful as ever.
Dax, exclamation point.
Vivica Westwood, Mugler.
Who's fierce? She says, we're in the middle of the Bronx.
In the middle of the street.
In the middle of the night. She's fierce. And then there's also Miss La Fierce.
Right. Sushi Vega.
Sushi Vega. Thorgy Thor.
Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Who else did you clock?
Yeah.
I thought Chi Chi Devane was in there. I could have sworn.
It wasn't her. One of the Buffon sisters is all over this.
Vicky Buffon was in it. Lady Red Couture.
Yes.
Raya Littrey.
Yes, go on.
Shablamming and shaking RuPaul's hand.
I know.
She shook the hand.
Do we have an ongoing counter of physical contact with RuPaul?
I don't know.
For the season? Should we start one?
Three now?
We are now at one for season three. We've started. We've got one. So can we get a ding or something? Then RuPaul says, congratulations, ladies, on that shameless self-promotion. Oh, by the way, my new book is available.
BT Dubs. What's the last book that you read?
I'm listening to the audiobook of Ladies Who Punch, which is about The View. It's like about the history and the cultural impact of The View.
I read an SNL history book that was really great. It was like all the behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, some of those guys were hateful.
They worked them like dogs over there too.
Yeah, you have I've heard. You're not allowed to have a job if you audition for it. My one friend quit Big Gay Sketch Show for his audition because you have to, SNL needs to be in first position if you get it. There's no like, oh, well, I'm on, they don't accept that. So you can have no job.
Okay, wow.
He didn't get it either.
Damn.
Oof. But you know who did get it? Manila Luzon. She's the first one out the gate.
She's got it.
And not only is her tape super strong, but she looks like a winner off of this. She's the best one for sure.
Yes.
Tape-wise. The tape is like slick. And it was told to me by a casting person on Drag Race that they used to send out Manila's tape as an example. And I know that because they sent it to me. And then the next year they sent out my tape as an example too. I guess when people have trouble, they just say, I'll kind of copy this or something.
I would like to see those tapes just for my own like edification.
You saw Manila's and...
Well, I want to see the whole thing. Like, because obviously on the casting special, it's very edited and they show like little snippets of this and that. But they don't want that when you send it in.
Now they don't. Like your lip sync now...
Did they want that at the time?
They weren't specific. They didn't rule it out. Mine was... edited to high heavens, but the lip sync now when you audition is not allowed to be edited.
No.
Or even edited.
No. They just want to see...
Single shot. They want to see you perform.
They
want to
do the editing.
Yeah. They don't want you using tricks to hide what would be visible to the naked eye without your tricks, you know?
Exactly. And I think that makes sense.
It makes sense. When girls... The tape is the ultimate litmus test for like whether you're going to be prepared when you get there. Like now you have to have like 14, 15 looks because they want to make sure you have enough shit and you're ready to, that you've done this before, that you've done a lot of drag because you're going there and it's a lot of drag.
Do you have enough clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Important.
Did you bring nails?
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Also, can you speak in sound bites?
Can you restate the question?
Important.
All that.
Let's take a break and we'll get back to it. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Hey DJ, love the way.
Next up, we have the one and only Carmen Carrara.
I really like to be naked.
I love this tape. And this is an example of someone being fully themselves. Like, she's like, this is who I am. Like, I'm gorgeous and I like to just fucking be naked and be sexy.
Yeah. Her boy self, though, is a masterclass in how to act around trade. Yo, what's up? This is Chris.
Is that how you act when they want you to wear a jock strap instead of a panty? The trade voice, the Jason Carter trade voice.
100
trade
sure.
Wins.
Trade wins. Holy shit. Now at what's that store? Home Goods.
Now available at Home Goods.
Trade wins. Smells like bad credit and cool water.
Damn.
Yeah. After we each meet. After we,
can we talk about the trade moment on the casting special? Who is this man, and can we see him in drag?
What, all the ones that fucked?
Can we put him on the pod?
Who?
No, he's auditioning. It's around 10 minutes.
Oh, and he says he's straight.
No, that's a different one. But he's like talking about his first time in drag.
Oh, him? I thought he was auditioning for Pit Crew, and then
no.
He probably just said, "Oh, I did drag once too."
He's
fine. I'd fuck him. The one with the goatee. I remember. I'd fuck him. I was a full on onion blossom for him.
This guy.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, what does he look like in drags though?
Who cares?
I'm just curious.
Put him behind me. Ugh. He looks like he jumps rope.
He jumps rope. Next we have Raja. Who, I mean, this is a professionally shot tape. Always nice to see.
Yeah.
She's obviously, like, she's well versed in, like, Hollywood. And, like, she knows how to present herself.
Yeah, not new at all.
No.
Adam Lambert's in the tape, which is always fun. Because she was doing his makeup at the time the tape was due.
Just a major music star hanging out on the bus. For the audition tape.
I mean, I don't... Raja had a lot of experience and it showed, you know?
Yeah. And it was her life at the time.
Yeah.
Same. You said she was on tour with Adam doing his makeup.
Yeah.
At the time when she was suggested to do a tape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is how the story goes.
100%.
Hey, Raj, listen, these other girls aren't really doing it. How about you send over a tape?
Do you want to do this here?
Do you know the beginning of
season one?
Glamorous Monique song. Hey, Monique, listen, the other girls aren't really doing it. We need you to come on over and do a little number for us. Oh, fine, guys. I got this great new song. You're going to love it. It's called Punch My Kitty. But it starts out with like the producer of a club calling her like, oh, these other girls just aren't good. Can you come over and do something?
Hey, you left me to go someplace better.
Yeah, I got this new song. You're going to love it. It's called Punch My Kitty. Punch it. Punch it.
I think the way I heard the story told, too, when Raja walked on set, the first thing she said was, hey, Duncan, because he was the top model director, too.
Oh, see, but yeah. That's her experience. You know, she's not going to pretend like she's something that she's not.
It was the same thing that I did too, but I was also an egomaniac, I think. So it kind of bled over. But I don't know. Yeah, same thing. Us
on,
Hollywood girls.
On pills, Malibu, and
shit.
God only knows, allergy meds.
I was gone. Ugh. God bless. Also, God bless India Ferrer. She started drag at 12, and then she started walking around to other people's songs at 14. And, you know, she's just...
She is regional. Are you going to use the word, the R word?
Yes, yes, I will. Her tape was regional.
Because she is.
I'm not
she
saying
represents
regional is bad,
that.
But you can look at it and say, that's where this is from. It's yes. not from a coastal state.
That's from where, I mean, that's, yeah. those are the queens I started out seeing when I would go out in Pittsburgh or in Erie, Pennsylvania.
If there's one thing I've always said about you is that regional.
Which region? Girl.
You know the one.
We get a lovely segment of pit crew auditions, oof. Which is really fun and kind of funny.
I mean, some of these, why is it that sometimes the people most willing to take off their clothes should be the ones that should be least doing it?
Oh, come on. They're all fabulous.
Okay, but I mean, we're allowed to, back this damn time, Raja says on her tape, no fat girls. About
Raja,
something in the closet. Raja, she's like, no fat girls.
Allowed. Raja says a lot of stuff. She I also says, her. I was born just better than everyone else.
Well, she was.
I see the. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
It's just having like that level of confidence is like really crazy.
Can you imagine looking like that?
I know. Ugh. And then she goes to the closet. She's like, "Oh, so no skinny girl or no fat girls are allowed in here." Also, I decided when I came out of the closet, I wanted to be a model, so I kept my weight at a certain weight. And,
started smoking. No. She told me that she worked at Mac in the OC with the girl that played Kimber on Nip Tuck. They were Mac girls together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember that randomly.
I love, there's so many rumors about, oh, Raja was RuPaul's drag daughter. Oh, Raja and RuPaul knew each other from way back, and it was totally like... I think that's a little far-fetched, but those stories did exist at the time.
I would like to put together, put to bed most men. No,
most
the,
of the men
these
the
rumors,
big
but I can testify to some facts. Raja did backup dance for Rue at Peanuts with and
really?
She wore the gold with the cape. That was Rue's costume. I'm pretty sure she's painted Rue. And in season one, Rue talks about all these legendary queens and shows pictures of amazing queens like Bunny and...
And Raja's in there.
And Raja's in there, too.
Oh, well, that's so great.
Yeah, it's I would say she was a front runner from the start, but just by looking at her, you could tell that. And then behind the scenes, you're like, oh, maybe that, too.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with them reaching out to people and asking for a tape, which is
no,
what they obviously...
not at all. You would do that with any show.
Well, I did do that.
Raja and I would always joke like, like Raja and RuPaul were dating and they were just having breakfast over like a quiet cup of tea, just reading the
Cafe
paper.
Olé.
And Ru was like, hey, babe, do you want to do my show? I don't know. What season are you on? Sure, I'll come in and do it if you want, babe. Thank you. We would always joke about it. Maybe it was funny to us.
I mean, I could day check on it. I have
hey,
a day.
Babe. Oh, yeah. Let me check with Tyra. Let me see.
Let's...
Do you want to give us a rundown, Will?
Oh, okay. So this is a pit crew audition where they make men take off their clothes in front of a green screen.
So we're first two guys I haven't fucked so far.
Do you think that none of these guys were
fucked
actually...
Them.
Phil, 23,
yeah,
fucked?
Okay. Fucked him a lot for a while. He was a little crazy, but hot.
Okay, cool. Love that.
Didn't fuck him.
Mike, 26.
Too much of a bottom. Hey, Mike,
they had to blur his bulge for some reason. Was it too hateful?
Scarring.
Too scarring for TV.
Eric, Costa Rican.
You fucked him?
No, but I blew him.
Okay.
Daniel, I didn't fuck him, but Raya did.
Okay. Wow, this is a who's who of Hollywood trade.
Javier tried to work for me, but... I couldn't hire him, even though his ding-dong was huge.
I like his look, though. I think he could work at, like, Precinct. He has, like, a very Precinct look.
This guy auditioned. We didn't hire him too skinny.
Alexander's a dancer.
She had so much choreo in her audition, I remember. The girl, Diego, fucked him, almost caught the crazy.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. His name's Diego.
Okay. Okay. Then there's the two guys, Oleg and Henry. They're like Russian.
They got them off Hollywood Boulevard.
They're feeling it.
They're turning it.
Oh. Aileen, it's spelled alien.
He says he's 25.
I don't think that's correct.
His chest hair and shoulder hair is a Rorschach.
I like his energy though. And anyone who takes off their clothes on camera and go-go dances around is my hero.
And he was in that G-string already.
So this 54-year-old man that said he was a penthouse model.
And now he's a male escort.
In the baggiest of three-pack Kmart boxer briefs.
Yes, they come in a three-pack.
Ransom, so sexy. Tried to fuck him, bought him.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry for my holes lost.
We all grieve.
This next one, I
Sean
tried to fuck
Morales.
No, because now I can't tell the story.
Everyone's watching along anyway. Yeah, don't tell that story. That's OnlyFans material.
One. Ask me if you see it.
David, 25. He looks like guy from Nigel Barker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Noted fashion photographer.
Mm-hmm. Jason Carter, who
wearing green on a green screen.
He goes on to become a member of the Pit Crew. And he's putting on serious trade voice.
Serious.
It's like the drag queen version of the phone voice.
Hello?
He's like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? My name's Jason. I don't know. I don't really do all this gay drag
I'm a
shit, but I just thought I'd come in here. And then he's like voguing when he's dancing.
Popping lock candy raving for sure.
Now, do you think this was a bamboozlement of an audition? Were they actually auditioning anyone, or did they know who they were going to cast, but then just pulled in a bunch of guys from an open call for this content?
I definitely used to get calls from World of Wonder to send them guys when they needed guys because the go-go business that I ran. And I would send guys in like for their parties, whatever they needed. And I remember them saying, we're doing this, blah, blah, blah.
And for this?
I don't know, for this season.
Did you furnish the boxed meat for this?
There's been what was the season where they used the veterans? Do you remember that? Huh? For like the makeover challenge?
Wait, that was me. That was season 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called me for boys that season. I know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, then we get back into meeting the countdown of the girls. Mimi, I'm first.
I'll let you take it.
Okay, well, she says,
take it to the dumpster outside, not the inside trash.
She says, I'm the fat bitch you're looking for. And this is sort of like the plus size segment of the video, of the episode.
They show us some queens they didn't cast, including Nina West.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Baby Nina.
They show a bunch of girls sort of talking about the struggle of being like a plus size queen.
Is this when the welder
Nina West
comes
is in there? No. I don't think she's plus size. She used a plus size
her bump is
injection
plus size.
Of silicone.
She used a large gauge needle, that's for sure. There's a girl. We're going to put it on Race Chaser Pod, our Instagram.
We probably know her. We probably work with her.
Probably. But she does this thing with a welder's mask, and she just flips it down, and it's really cool and effective.
Did Mimi really say this?
What?
I didn't make this one, but I have...
Asian slaves in Thailand that did. Yeah.
She said that?
That's a quote. I quoted her.
Okay, and let's move on.
I think it also speaks to, I think we're going to encounter a lot of like humor from a decade ago.
It's 10 years old.
Thailand is a country. It's not Thailand.
I know that. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you knew in case you ever wanted to travel there. See Phuket.
Next, we have Stacey Lane Matthews, who describes herself as large and in charge. And this is a really sweet audition tape.
Yeah.
You get across her personality. She's extremely natural on camera, which is not everyone gets
it's not. Yeah, it's a gift that not everybody gets.
She's not self-conscious. She's She's really, she's really her sweet self, which is lovely. And this fucking shot of her walking down the middle of a road and there's just green pastures all around.
And it was golden hour.
It was golden hour, perfect lighting, and she's in this gold outfit, and she's walking down the middle of this street in the country. This is
in a bob.
Phenomenal.
A serious Robert moment.
And then they do the blowing in the wind, but they put it backwards on the mm-hmm. the film. Really fucking phenomenal.
And her lip is a burgundy with a frost pink.
Clown white in the center.
For sure, just for that pop.
This is a fantastic audition tape. I can see why she made it on the show.
Me too. And we see some other queens at this point. They show us Chad Michaels.
Yes.
Doing a few Cher looks. Jasmine Masters, very on brand. She says, you got to wash that ass before you get in a drag.
Some things never change.
Never. And thank God.
And we get a little bit of Jocelyn Fox in there.
Looking like I just love how she looks, just like very New Jersey go-go girl. Like
very that.
You know she had furry muff boot chap thingies.
Totally.
Boot covers, for sure.
Totally. 100. Let's take a break and we will get back and meet the rest of our girls. I cannot forget the shoes. Next, we have, they introduce us to Yara Sofia.
Her tape is really good, too.
Her tape is fucking so good.
She has the transformation from boy to girl that, like, just shows it in flashes and steps. And
yeah.
She obviously knows designer fashions. Uh-huh. And it's not just, you know, four-way stretch with the titty bib.
No. She obviously has a lot of clothes, and they're good clothes. Mm-hmm. And that face, are you fucking joking me? She's so gorgeous.
Mug, for sure.
So stunning. She's also, like, fully doing those, like, crazy color eye contact.
She was one of the early girls, one of the first girls I ever saw do that. And yes. Her hair was always... She obviously had a gift with hair, and yeah. She still does, like, the things, her Cousin It costume.
Girl,
have you ever,
I remember.
She does Venus by the Go-Go's, and it's there's a lead in with Cousin It, and like the It costume comes off. It's one of my favorite drag numbers I've ever seen.
Wow.
She's so phenomenally talented, and yeah. Like, I love her. Does she live, she lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not just the fierceness, because, like, you know, she is that, but it's also, she has this disarming, like, charming, hilarious personality as well.
She's got the sense of humor of the ugliest and fattest person ever, because it's just so, like, self-effacing and funny and just, like, you know how, like, sometimes, like...
Have you ever tried to efface yourself?
When I was a teenager.
Right, I was more flexible.
Against the wall.
I was more flexible back then. Oh my God. And then right after Yara, we have Phoenix. Phoenix ATL. Phoenix Atlanta.
And I don't know if she was an LA queen at this point or an Atlanta. I guess she was an Atlanta queen. But I remember when she lived out here, she was always fierce. Her and Megan Paige Brooks, who was Nicole's daughter.
And she says in her tape, the biggest downfall for her is boys, because she can't find a date once they find out she's a drag queen. This was the vibe back then. I talk about it on this casting special. I'm telling a story about, you know, my origin story.
Is that how you end up with Sharon? She's the only one that
right, she was the only one.
What part of your 40 minutes of appearance on this casting?
I know. I'm very much on the casting special. I remember it was like everyone was like texting me and like messaging me on Facebook like, oh my gosh.
Did you send an extraordinarily long tape?
I sent a regulation tape that year. It was normal.
I just used all of it.
It was produced a little bit because I had my friend James Wong in Pittsburgh shoot it because he had a nice camera.
Well, Rue said this queen impressed me with her professionalism. That wasn't you. That was
no.
That was Phoenix.
Yes.
And she says she doesn't...
Rising from the ashes.
She doesn't just see herself as a normal drag queen. I'm an entertainer.
Right. I mean, yeah. girl.
Well, I've hung out with her, and she, the way she, just her going through a club, just leading, like, everybody loves her. I love her for sure.
She's so chill and she's fucking cool.
Just like this, like, ambassador of Atlanta that's just like kind and cool and everything you want. Told me where to get weed. She's like, well, that girl over there. I was like, okay, good.
Right.
I knew, you know. I love Phoenix.
She's really chill. We like her a lot.
Now, what do you think of this open call on Hollywood Boulevard we see?
Bamboozlement.
And rigotry.
We have a piece of intel. Now, I don't know if this is intel or just it has been...
Oh, I've heard it too.
It has been a well-known fact for years and years.
Yes.
Who did you hear it from?
Oh, I know.
Heard that...
I heard it from a dream girl.
The girls who get chosen from this open audition, they do an open audition call on Hollywood Boulevard in the casting special. Mm-hmm. So it's this line of queens lined up around the block.
Across.
Right. Who want to get in drag and on Drag Race. And I've heard that they had already kind of selected the two that they choose.
And had their psych because they wouldn't have invited them on if they hadn't passed their...
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a sure shot.
So there's two ways of looking at this. You could see it as bamboozlement and you could say, well, you made these girls get into drag for no reason.
But it could have been a chance for those girls to really impress them and then, oh my God, wow them. Because, like, look at Detox. She was on two seasons later. And she was making Rue laugh and carrying on. Any chance you get to be in drag is a chance to shine, I think.
And you get to be on TV.
And some of those girls were shiny because it was day and it was hot.
Raya Latrey was in there.
Raya shaking everybody's hand. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your consideration.
All that.
Doing a death drop.
I love that that Delta took off like this like slinky leopard coat and then she threw it at her neck and it became a scarf. And
Jane
I was like,
Mansfield,
oh.
We all gagged.
Love.
RuPaul gagged.
I lived.
We get to see a lot of girls' familiar names. Aluja is in this open call.
Delta.
Of course.
Detox.
Uh-huh. Barbecue.
Famous Barbecue. Vicky Buffon.
Uh-huh. Lady Deuce. Now, your name is Lady Deuce. Where did that come from?
I have this friend named Lady Deuce, and I did it as kind of like an homage to her.
So... you have a friend named Lady Deuce and you named yourself Lady Deuce.
Uh-huh. Did you think of...
Serotonin?
Yeah, she seems like she's... it's like a quiz that she's kind of passing.
She's
like,
coming the raw prawn.
Damn.
She's coming the raw prawn and RuPaul is reading her. She's
reading.
Like... you mean to tell me. The name Lady Deuce. I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, a synonym.
She's reading her.
A synonym would be woman poop. Like when we call Lady
woman
Bunny
rabbit.
Mother.
Woman rabbit. I love woman rabbit.
Woman
I think
rabbit.
She's one of the finest drag queens on earth.
A woman and a rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And please check out Wig on HBO June 18th, by the way,
check
if you're listening.
It's all about
Wigstock and Alaska's in it. I'm in it. Charlene Incarnate, Kevin Aviance, Latrice, Sharon, tons of amazing performers, and of course, Lady Bunny.
Really, really fun.
Yeah.
Well, RuPaul, there's a couple girls who stand out from the pack.
She offers them that spot on the spot.
And they both seem really unsurprised.
So candid. So candid. Delta's reaction is so, well, okay, cool.
She's like, cool. So, yeah. Okay, great. Love it. Sort of like you on Skype.
Kind of, for sure. Yeah.
And then it cuts to them like in front of a screen where obviously a producer was like,
somebody gave Delta a bump.
Tell them, well, I got it.
I got it. I booked it.
It's very, and they're both like, ah!
I feel like I'm getting my Oscar finally.
This is better than winning an Oscar.
She's 26. Like, she touched struggle. Alexis Mateo is the queen we see next. And she won't take no for an answer. She applied for 3 times to Drag Race.
Imagine. 3 whole times.
Shit. Didn't Nina apply 10 times?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Okay. You don't have to tell me.
You 5 times?
Only 5. Only 5. Petite.
Damn.
tapes.
She looks, Alexis is stunning, and she looks stunning in this tape.
She does, and she's obviously drag excellence.
Yeah, she looks a lot like Erica Andrews in the tape for me.
Yeah.
Just the paint. Erica did that same dark line, frosty paint.
Did she invent Ariana Grande's hairstyle in this audition tape? Because literally, it's like the bag of hair ponytail.
100.
And the slick back. I mean, it's...
She invented Snapchat.
She invented the Snapchat filter, which we'll put on the pod, Graham.
She definitely had, like, a slick tape.
It's good.
I mean, every time a Puerto Rican girl goes to a pageant, though, her team is there. So I'm sure she had a team help with her, just like Yara. There's so many talented Puerto Rican... Leo Maldonado. Mm-hmm. He helps out April sometimes, and he's a talented makeup artist.
Yeah.
And gorgeous, too.
Put together.
Yeah.
Very lovely. And finally, we have Mariah from Atlanta.
When it's right, it's right.
She doesn't do drag shows for a living. That is not her source of income. Mm-hmm.
She's a ball queen.
She's from the ball scene.
She makes her impact in 30 to 45 seconds. She doesn't need a 4-minute mix.
Right.
She doesn't. And she still doesn't. She's like, she is one of those queens where I don't know anyone who's ever had a problem with her because she's just so low-key and chill.
Chill as fuck.
Lovely. Always a cat suit in a bag, ready to put out a number.
Yeah.
Turn it.
Always.
Make a gag. You'll live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her tape is really great, too. Like, it's well-produced. Like, there are a couple of shots where it's really well-lit and done with a good camera.
She's
like
obviously
a good
in a hotel hallway for some of them.
Well, for one of them.
That's where you do your runway, hallway, or an alley.
Girl, get it. It's
parking
a where...
garage.
Parking garage.
For sure.
Right.
I like how she talks about her human hair wigs. Because, you know, if you don't care for them and shampoo and condition them like your own hair, just whips it on the floor.
And throws it on the ground.
Because Mariah has never met a ponytail she did not like.
Yeah.
Bitch, Mariah is lovely.
She's really lovely. And I'm sure, like, being from the ball scene, I'm sure that stood out and put her aside from the rest.
I mean, just the way she holds herself.
Grand. Yeah, royal. And regal.
Usually with a drink, too.
Love it.
I have nothing.
These gentlemen, these gentlemen are about to start their engines, and spoiler alert, the best woman wins.
So I Googled
it. Wait, Mimi didn't win.
I Googled it. And Paris Hilton did leak the winner before episode one.
I knew it. So I was right.
So Paris Hilton leaked the winner before episode one even aired.
Correct.
Damn.
So theoretically,
RuPaul could be commenting on that by saying that line about spoiler alert,
right,
everyone.
But also, like, do you think they put this clip package together that fast?
No, I think this was probably filmed before that.
Right.
One would think.
But maybe they knew there were leaks and they just didn't know when they were going to come out. They knew there might be spoilers, so they wrote the copy in there.
Girl, the page was spoiled this season. Because everyone knew that Raja was going to win before it came out. I remember, I don't think I saw the Paris Hilton thing, but I remember looking at like a poll where people say, who do you think is going to win? And Raja was like 100% of the votes, and then the rest were like 1 or 2%.
I specifically remember starting to watch it because I wanted to see Raja win because she was my friend.
Right.
And I knew that she did. So, I mean, based on this casting extravaganza, who would you have been excited to see win other than Raja?
Well,
I'd say Yara and Manila were mine.
Same. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, just well-rounded excellence, beauty, craftsmanship, abilities. Yeah. Just fucking good.
Yeah.
Does this bring up any fun memories from season 3? I mean, the moments... The tears. Did you cry when you found out you didn't make it?
The tears. I think at that point I was like, well, whatever. Because I had been through it already. And I was like, whatever. They don't want me. But I thought it was going to... I thought I was very close that time. I mostly remember from season 3 that we would go over to Randy's house. I would ride my bike in the rain and the cold. And we would watch season 3 and we would smoke cigarettes and drink beers. And we just fucking loved it.
Monday nights.
Yeah. Monday nights. Yeah.
Mondays are a drag.
Mondays, they certainly were.
Until we handicapped the whole bar industry and changed it to Fridays. Hey, guys, we didn't need a break. We're doing done.
We sold ads, so we have to take a break.
What do we want to talk about?
Why don't we take a break and we'll come
back.
Yeah,
let's talk about it, then we'll figure out what we're talking about. Hey. One name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja. You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call...
Raja Reflections.
First of all, I just want to say I'm so grateful that you're here and you're offering us... Raja recollections of the reflections of Raja.
Yes, all the above, all the above. I'm happy to be here. I'm actually kind of shocked that I get to like do something like this because I'm typically like one of those people who just likes to stay at home and jack off.
Oh, stunning.
You can listen to yourself later while doing that.
Yeah. No, I don't get out very much anymore when I'm home. So this is like, this is like a thing that I had to do. I was like, you know what? Girl, get the fuck out.
Come out of the castle.
Yeah. Get in the shower, clean your pits, clean your hole, and go say hi to some friends. Uh-huh. So here I am.
Put on a look.
I didn't put on the look for you because I just came from the finale.
The finale taping.
Why weren't you there?
We're in full drag.
We are, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yes. We do dress for the podcast, of course.
I have a 360 lace unit on right now.
Yeah. How did you get that pony so tight?
Oh, it's all baby hairs.
It's really...
All baby hairs.
Tokyo styles.
All of it. Laid. Yes.
Needle ninja.
You look amazing. Raja, for you viewers at home without eyes or listeners, whatever.
We're all in
like
drag.
Looks like the constellations. She's beautiful.
Do I? Like, yes. We're all in drag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, hi, whore. I can't believe how hard I'm tucked right now.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. And my one toe with my capizio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Digging.
Toe on the capizio.
So, your audition tape is fantastic. It was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Shout outs from future judges.
Adam Lambert, you're like hanging out
on
our bus.
You were on the A-bus.
We kind of had to put it together because I think the intention of me being on Drag Race, I think they really maybe wanted to elevate drag because I think what they were seeing in two seasons was not enough, and they knew that I was local and that I already had ties through Matthew and through RuPaul as just being friends. I'm not close to them, excuse me, or I wasn't close to RuPaul. In the sense that I would ask her for money or tell her about my boyfriend problems. She was an acquaintance. At the time, RuPaul was living in Los Angeles as a person who was trying to figure out shit in his life. He would go to all the drag bars and just go watch us and support us just to do it because he had nothing else better going on.
Encounters in Pasadena.
And seemingly, maybe in his own mind, I would imagine, because I've written the story already kind of in my own head, because when I finally write it in my own book, it'll go this way. But I think RuPaul was going through a thing at that time. And so I was just one of the queens that kind of stuck in his mind. I have actual RuPaul outfits. Like, you know, he was just giving it away at that time. He was figuring out a next step in his life, and he had a house that he was renting in the Hollywood Hills, and he was moving to New York to go back to New York and do a radio show because radio was still a thing.
Wow.
Here we are.
And so he left.
You got a face for it.
And so RuPaul left trash bags of stuff that was in his
ruffle coats. Tell me there was a ruffle coat.
I actually own the actual like robe that RuPaul wore in the supermodel video. But I have that not because he gave it to me, because I found it in another way, and that's a whole other story that'll go in the book.
Girl,
it's coming.
I remember when them yellow what's her name? Tara Nova went crazy and sold all the stuff, and you had to like get yellow feather fans off of somebody.
Oh yeah.
Because they were all these good ostrich feathers. I was like, well, that's expensive.
We were quite desperate at that time. Things were not accessible to us in the way that it is now.
It was hard to get downtown. There wasn't Uber.
Yeah, for a feather fan, you can now go to China and it'll show up in less than a week.
Right.
And it'll be the most lush feather fan you've ever seen. $200. But at that time, we all sort of scrounged and did what we could. But anyway, what I'm saying is RuPaul at the time was not, you know, RuPaul now. So Ru definitely showed and supported us. And, you know, and that's how we became friends.
Oh, make it last.
Make it last. Yeah, season three is coming. This is full classique mode.
We're deep in classique mode.
Deep classique.
Now that's
classique tiara.
L A S S I Q U E.
Who will win the classique tiara? Oh, Perez Hilton has just informed us.
Oh, man.
Raja just informed us.
Raja Gemini.
Yeah, it's a really great season.
That's fucking boo-boo of him to do. Do you remember on Top Model All-Stars where they had the one girl win and then it was revealed that she was also an escort? So then they had the other girl win, who's Lisa D'Amato.
How are you going to fuck somebody up for being an escort? Fuck you.
I didn't win.
Let her fucking be a fucking escort.
No, there's a morality clause in the America's Next Top Model contract.
Morality clause? You have an orality clause on your Craigslist.
His microphone does. yeah, and then they gave it to Lisa D'Amato, who had like...
Lisa Lampanelli won Top Model.
No, Lisa D'Amato is like a Hollywood personality and rapper and model, and she and her husband own the house that Latrice did her music video in with all the people as Alice in Wonderland randomly.
Work,
but anyway, she was crowned the queen and they had to do a reshoot and like bad Tyra ADR. Like,
oh my God.
After the other girl won and they filmed it.
That's a girl.
Just for being.
Let girls be a hooker.
Girl, there ain't nothing wrong with being a dick doll every now and then.
There is no. And
especially
like,
if the dick is nice.
It's so late.
And empowering.
It's so late for fucking prostitution to be illegal. It's really late and it's fucking discriminatory and it's fucking bullshit because people have been doing it and using the services of sex workers since time began.
Yeah.
So it's a way of like keeping them down and under the fucking underground.
Did you see that Helen Hunt movie where she was fucking all those handicapable people?
No, I haven't seen
She
that.
Played a sexual surrogate, it's called. It's a dick doll. But it's I liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I loved it. I love a dick doll.
Don't get your jaw done, then your chin will slap.
Is that your Amanda Lepore impression? Oh my. I got this new song. It's called Punch My Kitty. Can we play the beginning of that video?
Alexa, how do you spell banana?
I don't know. Look at me spell. After the way you treated me and leaving me to go someplace better, I'm done.
Oh my God.
That's Glamour's Monique.
Punch My Kitty. This is a shout out to Glammo right here. Oh, it's in my headphones. Hold on.
Put the headphones up to the mic.
That'll work.
Not headphones to the headphones.
Thank you.
Headphones on headphones.
Thank you.
That's,
okay,
that's going to be a runway category next year. Headphones on headphones.
She holds the iPhone upside down when she answers it, too.
Hey, chat.
Monique, it's Gordy Cox. I need you to come out tonight to the club. None of the other girls are working out. They just don't got it.
Yeah, I'll be there. Got a new hit. Gonna drive the boys crazy.
Really? What's it called?
Punch My Kitty.
It's a good fucking song, too, dude.
Wait, I love that you can hear the water swishing in the bathtub.
Punch it. Punch it. Punch my kitty.
Oh, my gosh.
Punch that kitty out. Punch that kitty out. Punch that kitty out.
We're going to put a clip of that on our Instagram at RaceChaserPod. And I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes come out.
Exactly.
It's Wednesday, by the way.
We're very excited about season 3.
And on Instagram, you can follow the dolls at Willem and at the only Alaska 5000.
And the Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod.
I just wanted you to slip into something more comfortable in those DMs with your scalding hot tea and explicit dicks.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post. See you next time. I can't wait to see who wins season 3. I have no idea how it's going to turn out.
Mimi.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.